And now on Nights with Steve Price, Dental Health with Dr. Larry Benge, thanks to the Mayo Clinic, the original home and inventor of the All-on-4 dental implant system.
I must say, the last thing I'd ever do would be go offshore for any medical procedure. Dr. Larry Benge from the Mayo Clinic joins us. Great to talk to you again.
Stephen, how are you?
I'm well. The only time when I'm travelling overseas that I want to go anywhere near any medical expert is if I had an emergency. I just don't understand, aside from the clever marketing and the pricing, why people would put at risk their dental health to go and have a dental implant in a country overseas. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, it's obviously cost-related. You know, there's no question about that. I've just arrived back. Well, I looked at my email and I've got another failing case in Thailand. So I get them virtually daily. So I guess it's misinformation, because what I see is actually happening is there are some agencies in Australia that work for international companies. And what they do is you can go online and you can find what they're offering. But what I'm finding, and we're getting a lot of people coming back, they're not getting the full story before they actually go. Therefore, they're making a decision with not all the information. And how I'll tell you that is, like an all-on-four procedure, which we invented, Mayo Clinic invented, the first set of teeth is an interim set of teeth that lasts for 3 months. And then what you have to do is, after 3 months, you have to convert to the permanent set of teeth. So what's happening is that people are going to Thailand and they're thinking they're getting the finished product. They're coming back with the plastic set of teeth, and all of a sudden they break, which they do because they're only lasting 3 months. And then they've been told they have to go back. And they said, we weren't told that. The people, the third party, hadn't told them back. So there's got a lot of people have dissatisfied and making decisions based on that fact. And I can tell you that the costs, when you've got to be overseas, if you've got to make two trips, two hotels, and be away for 4 weeks off work, the price difference is negligible.
Of course it is. I mean, and it's a bit more expensive to go and get your plastic ones replaced with the real teeth. It's a bit more expensive than driving down to the Mayo Clinic in Sydney or Melbourne than it is to get on a plane, no matter how cheap the airfares are.
Exactly. And, you know, and if you have a problem, you just come down the road and it's fixed. Otherwise, you've got to, you know, what do you do? I have people ringing all the time in desperate problems. You know, I had one today went from Perth, and a lot of people from Perth, Perth is very close to Asia, and a lot of people from Perth go there, and I tell you, the problems are mounting more and more. So it's related to cost, but everybody should really find out, depending on what they're having done, how many trips they actually have to make, and what the two trips are, and also what you've got to factor in is, how long are you away from your job? How long have you got to be overseas? You know, so nobody actually, they look at the base price and say, well, that's cheaper, but they don't take everything into account.
And there's probably an argument for the authorities here to examine that advertising. I mean, I haven't seen it. I mean, clearly we advertise the Mayo Clinic services on a regular basis across our network because you guys do such a fabulous job. But if there are ads somewhere, either in print or online, encouraging people to go and do this, then the authorities ought to be looking at it.
Yeah, they should, and there are. There's obviously, and there are third parties that not only sell dentistry, they sell plastic surgery, they sell, you know, breast augmentation, facial lasers, you know, facelifts, all those sorts of things. So all those things are actually sold by non-medical people who are representing the medical people. So, and I've had it out with them a little bit, and wasn't too pleasant. But I said, it's fine that you're promoting it, but please give all the facts, because...
And the problem is you've got to clean up the mess.
Correct, and I've got a half a dozen in the last 3 weeks, but I'm cleaning up the mess. And yeah, the problem is then, when you've paid it out, the cost generally to pick up the pieces is even worse, and people don't have the money to do that. And, you know, they went over wherever they went in good faith, you know, because someone might have said, oh, I had my teeth done there and it was good. And, you know, so it depends on the level of sophistication of what you've had done. It depends on how many trips you need to make, and you need to get the full story. And I'm afraid what's happening is most people are not getting the full story. And it may even be as simple as you having crowns on your teeth.
Well, that's a great warning, Larry. I appreciate it as usual. I'll talk to you next week, mate. Thanks a lot.
Cheers.
Dr. Larry Benge.